So, Gary, you've had, what, 24 hours or so to reflect on what was a fantastic Donegal performance. It couldn't have really gone any better in the Cavan game.
Aye, well, was Oisin, if someone had given us that yesterday before the start of the game, we definitely would have taken it. I mean, we're lucky enough. Things happened, a lot of things we worked on and planned fell into place for us in the day, and maybe Cavan were unlucky. Things didn't work out for them. We got a rub of the green and maybe caught Cavan on a bad day.
Cavan really never got out of the blocks, and did that maybe surprise you that they didn't put up the challenge that you on the sideline and everybody else on the ground was expecting?
Yeah, and listen, they was got that first point on the board, you know, and other than that, I don't think they led any other time in the game. We took a front foot after that there, and listen, we're, as I said, I just think things worked out for us in the day. They just had a bad day at the offices because they were well prepared from all stories coming out of Cavan, you know what I mean? And Marty Clark down there, he wasn't down for the good of his health either. He was down because he knew they had a good team. They had a lot of boys that played in the Curry Cup that won in 2015 that actually played against me. The team that I managed in the college, Niall, was actually playing our team that day, and they gave us a tight hammer in the quarter final, so they did. And then they did a lot of boys that were about 8 or 9 boys that played against Kerry in the Ireland semi final last year, so they had a lot of good players that came up against us yesterday.
Yeah. Particularly in the first half, the Donegal work rate was phenomenal, and that was very evident from early on, so it was.
Yeah, and listen, it wasn't easy ushering in that heat as well, and I have to thank the medical team and the S&C team for that there. I mean, Kevin Moran and Evelyn Irwin and Ronan Steed and Liam Paul Ferrier just made sure that every box was ticked as regards hydration, etc. Gone into that there for the last 2 weeks, and something now the boys are familiar with. And obviously, from you're talking about the work rate, like Liam Paul's hasn't been really good nick at the minute. From an S&C point of view, their conditioning's good, they're physically strong, so they're up and down the pitch yesterday, there's no problem. And we're thankful we're able to use the 21 players, were very important in that heat yesterday, so it was. And listen, the weather's looking pretty hot going forward this weekend as well, and we're lucky we have decent strength and depth in the squad, and it's probably going to be a 21-man game this weekend as well.
Yeah. How beneficial is it to have the likes of Patter Morgan, who ran every blade of grass on the pitch yesterday? Jason McGee's back playing ball, the first time we've seen him since he picked up the injury against Kerry, and obviously Niall O'Donnell. They're three. I know you don't like singling out players, Gary, but they were three key players in the cog of the engine yesterday.
Yeah, and Patter was minor captain last year. You know, I mean, he's still underage this year, and Jason and Niall are joint captains there, and Enda McCormick's vice captain. Listen, we've leaders all throughout the team, and we're lucky. We're blessed with a really grounded and humble group, and something we've tried to drive into the boys when we met them at the very start of the year, that every day they play for Donegal is an opportunity, and they never know what deck of cards that life will deal with them, and they have to grasp these opportunities when they come and fulfil their potential. I mean, these players have all been good players underage, whether for Donegal or for their clubs, and something we've harped on as a management team to try and make sure you fulfil that potential now, because for the majority of them, these are the biggest games that they've played in their life, and if they don't fulfil their potential at this level, it's going to be very difficult after it.
Yeah. Niall O'Donnell with the man of the match performance. Any day that you kick 112 in a championship game is exceptional, and he had the arena for it yesterday in Celtic Park.
Yeah, and listen, I think the Donegal crowd appreciated, you know, the performance off the team and off Niall. He got a huge ovation, as did all of our subs coming off yesterday, because again, it's something we've driven into the ball and into the boys, that we want to be a team that the people of Donegal are very proud of and want to be associated with, and please God, after yesterday, that's something that there's a wee bit of a statement put out there, and the word will be out now about what the team did yesterday, and hopefully we'll have people come out in numbers to get behind them on Sunday.
What do you see as the potential of this squad then, Gary?
Listen, our potential going forward now is to beat Derry on Sunday, and we can't look anywhere past us. This Derry team, we're beating all Ireland final last year at minor level by Kerry. They have a huge number of those boys are going to be involved. They were beat the year before by our lads in the Ulster final, so probably when you put the nucleus of their two squads together on paper, they probably have a more experienced group than we currently have when we were beat the first round by Antrim last year and won an Ulster final the year before.
Would you be pleased then with the way that you're going into this game? You're saying that Derry's going to be a tougher opponent. The fact that it's such an easy one, is it beneficial for you going into the next game?
Listen, we'll not worry too much about it. You know what I mean? Probably the big positive is that we have a game under our belt. We have a wee bit of traction now, because yesterday getting into the game was so hard. You didn't know where you were at. We know league or nothing. And thankfully now we have a wee bit of idea, and the boys can see what we're trying to work in the training field, and gives them a wee bit of belief when they see that things work out yesterday on the pitch. And hopefully that belief will grow a wee bit more next weekend.
Yeah, it's a short turnaround. It's just 7 days. Is there enough time there for you to get a full plan in place to take on Derry? Because I know know you make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and you're very detailed in your preparation. Is there enough time there to put that full plan into place, Gary?
We don't have much choice. We just have to do it. You know what I mean? Just lucky we have a decent, but very good backroom team, and we have a decent number of them as well. Like, you know, like Eamon McGee and Francie Friel and Brian Roper and Michael Boyle, like on the management side, and Joe McLaughlin heading up performance analysis. Like, every one of them is just flat out working away this week, and Byrne looking after the logistics side and legal day, making sure everything's organised for the players and the equipment side of it.
Does Derry have an advantage given they watched you already?
There's positives and negatives for it. You know, I'm happy that we have a game under our belt, because we, the boys, have a wee bit of idea where we're at, and we as a management team have a wee bit of idea where we're at, and we know things that need tweaked now this week in training that maybe didn't go to plan, or things that we worked on didn't come off for us. And Derry have the huge advantage that I would love to sit in the stand yesterday and just make serious notes on us, and that's what they can do. And listen, Mickey Donnelly, he's a McCrory Cup and a Hogan Cup under his belt this year, under a managing St Ronan's Lurgan, and it's a phenomenal achievement for a school that's 3 years old with no history in the competition.
And you could be out the following week as well if you take victory. So the games are coming thick and fast at this age group. There's no real break and let up on it, so there's not, Gary.
Yeah, we'll not worry about the week after. It's just next 6 days now. I mean, it is a quick turnaround, and we just have plenty of protocols in place. We had recovery protocols in place yesterday. Thanks again to the backroom team for out there putting all that in place, because the players are just so lucky. They have such a good group managing them around them and looking after their needs to try and help them fulfil their potential. Yeah. And something to drive into the players that they have to fulfil their potential.
How are you in a bit of health at the moment?
No, listen, we're pretty happy. So we are. Everyone came through the game without any serious injuries, thank God. We're just delighted to get so much out of Jason. He'd done nothing with the team going into the game. He was working away with Liam Paul or S&C and Evelyn Irwin or Medi or Physio. That's what he was doing for the last number of weeks. And Enda had even less work done. He was only out of the boot, and hence Jason didn't finish the game. We brought him off. There wasn't just 60 minutes in him, and Enda came on for the last 15 minutes or so he did, and we're just so grateful to get minutes under their legs and hopefully get a wee bit more this weekend, Oisin.
Are you expecting then just finally that Derry is going to give you a tighter game, and they'll have the main men of Donegal marked a lot tighter, and they'll not get as much room as what they had yesterday?
Yeah, and listen, they have some huge assets themselves coming into the game. They have Callum Brown, you know what I mean, who caused serious havoc in the Ireland Minor Final when he came off the bench last year. And listen, I've known him from college's games in the past. He won an All-Star, future star for Queen's at under 16, the Queen's tournament, and then he won an Ulster College's All-Star as well in the same year as an under 16 player, which would be very rare done as an under 16 to win a senior All-Star as well. And they have the two McWilliams twins as well who got All-Stars with Mahara this year. So listen, we'd have a wee bit of knowledge, and lucky enough a lot of our boys would have played them maybe in the colleges competitions, if not county competitions, coming through in the past.
Okay, best luck on Sunday, Gary.
Good morning, Oisin, thank you.